Welcome to the Single Sessions. I'm Cindy Galley.
And I'm Diana Hogue.
And we are bringing to you some fun chats, talks, conversations, and more for the singles, by singles. And hey, if you're married, we would love for you to chime in too. If you got time to kill, we all about it.
Come sit a spell.
Come sit down.
We have missed you once again. We have missed you very much, and we're very glad to be back with you. And so we have a lot of fun things to talk about, serious things to talk about, too. We are going to, in a minute here, launch into part two of our Deal Breakers. Before that, we want to talk about what we're loving. I am loving that it's a tiny bit of fall in the air. It's not really...
Right.
But it's, I mean, there's enough to feel like there's hope yet that the summer may even be... Parting finally.
Yeah, it's a teaser.
On October 1st, as it is going to be October 1st.
Seriously, it's a teaser. I feel like last October was super hot for some reason.
Yeah, it happens. It does. Even sometimes we've had warm Decembers. I know that we are, anybody's listening out of state, like your family in Wisconsin, would just be rolling their eyes.
Oh, my family, because my
like,
dad
I don't
want
to hear
weekend.
It about your warm weather, because then they have to be, you know, shoveling snow and de-icing things. And so I know we're blessed in that regard, but there's just something about, it would be nice to have a little bit of chill in the air.
Yes.
Please.
I know. I hear
ya. Please.
But it does give me some hope.
Yes, I'm feeling it. Like, even today, I'm feeling it's in the 70s. I finally was able to turn, you know, finally able to turn the AC off. Like, oh, good. My bill's going to start going down. That is just,
every
summer,
night.
That thing is.
Every night I've got it cranked up.
Cost of living.
I know.
Cost of living.
In SoCal, California. Ooh,
yeah. We've become very accustomed to it. I know these are first world problems, but we are in the first world. So.
Here, here.
Keep it in perspective. But, yeah. It does get hot here. So.
Yeah.
And the people that don't have AC in their cars. The lady at our office was just saying, yeah, my AC's been out of my car all month. I'm like,
That's awful.
Brutal. When it's cooler outside, the car still gets hot inside. Like yesterday, I was getting out of church, and it was nice outside, but my car was still an oven inside.
Yeah.
So anyways.
It's even worse for the individual, because back in the day, when my car would start overheating, my dad would say, just turn on the heater, and it pulls away.
To, like, offset the...
Right, it offsets. So there were times back in the day when I was, like, really hurting financially... And I'm like, I can't get it fixed.
Just turn on that heater.
I would turn up that heat, and it was miserable. That's four syllables. Mm. Yeah, it was terrible. So if that's you, grace to you. We are so sorry, but we are excited that the fall is...
It is.
Now coming around the corner, and we just receive you fall with gladness.
And speaking of which, you are noshing on a little pumpkin loaf. Yeah. Are you a big pumpkin spice person?
I love pumpkin. So actually, that's the funny thing. I was just going to say, that's what I'm loving.
Hey,
yeah.
I read your
mind. So thank you, Ms. Diana, because she be treating me today to a Starbucks pumpkin loaf.
Now, you wanted the gingerbread, but they weren't ready for you yet.
Yeah.
Christmas is not. But I guess some places are serving it already.
Yeah, well, I know that they're not serving the gingerbread latte, because I was just there last night,
but
the pumpkin spice latte they're doing, but pumpkin is my all-time favorite.
Okay.
So I look forward to this season because of the pumpkin pie, pumpkin loaf, pumpkin latte, pumpkin ice cream,
pumpkin
butter.
Candles?
No, I'm not trying that. Interestingly enough, I don't like the pumpkin scents.
Foods.
But the foods, so all of that pumpkin gets me so...
Have you ever had pumpkin soup? Like, I know, savory pumpkin things, you're into that?
I have. But I do like, you know, all of the other pumpkin, even whipped cream. There's pumpkin whipped cream. Oh. I mean, I look
pumpkin
for
pumpkin creamers. They have creamer.
I do like pumpkin creamer. But, you know, I drink my coffee black.
That's true. Me too.
Primarily. So
me
every now and then there might be this little, it would be, no, but I primarily drink it black. So that's what I'm loving right now. And it has to tie in the fall. It ties in the fall, definitely.
Yeah, it does. Now, they start it early. It's not like the end of August that they start.
Girl, I already saw Christmas decorations
out.
I'm like,
it's
we
out.
Haven't even had... Halloween yet.
The justification I see, like, because I will follow, like, some decorating and DIY things online and that, and they're talking about, but the people who, you know, are DIYs and crafters, like, they need the time to put this stuff together, if they're doing, like, you know, craft fairs and stuff, they need the time. But for the general public, it is getting harder and harder to stomach seeing fall stuff in summer and seeing, you know, Christmas stuff in September. It's just, yeah, it's getting more and more accelerated, I feel like, every year.
A little bit obnoxious.
Yeah. I saw this post. It said something about, like, all you people that are wanting to put up Christmas already, like, slow down, slow your roll. Mary hasn't even told Joseph he's pregnant
yet. Oh, she's pregnant.
And then our good friend Janet, Mimi, Clement, her whole thing was, when you set up that nativity scene, you do not put those wise men, we're getting on Christmas here, but you do not put those wise men next to the nativity because it took them 2 years to get there. You need to set them up clear across
the
room.
And make sure there's like 12 wise men.
Yeah, that's right.
Who said there were three? It wasn't just three. There's only just three gifts that were brought.
Three gifts. Oh, but we went, okay, so then we went off onto a Christmas tangent.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's not a deal breaker for us. We're cool with it.
Hey, would that be a deal breaker? Because I love Christmas holidays.
Someone that's overly festive, or like I can't deal with all this. Well, if it's a husband marrying a lady who wants him to get involved with her Christmas decor shenanigans and like, honey, I need your help dragging all the, you know, tubs out and setting up the trees. And I've definitely heard some spousal angst over some of that stuff. Like, every year I gotta like, you know, emotionally prepare myself to face the onslaught of decor. Yeah. That was my aunt. My aunt was a big, every season had to be like decorated to the hilt. And my mom a little bit too, but not as much. But yeah,
I'm eating the pumpkin loaf. She's
ripping
my Starbucks bag wide open. Little surgery right here up on this table.
Oh gosh. But those are conversations that you do want to have with somebody. Like, are you cool with my Christmas obsession? Are you cool with my...
I do like Christmas in July.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah, and so there was a season where I lived up in the Temecula area, and I worked at a church up in Fallbrook. Hello, Sunrise Christian Fellowship. Love you. Miss you. They were really amazing people. But they would laugh because there I was in the middle of the office, and that's like the hub. It's like the hub of the office. You walk in, and then the big reception desk is right in the middle. And I would be playing my Christmas music right there in July.
Oh, my gosh. They're like, what?
And they're like, no. And I go, oh, but I just love Christmas so much. I do. It gets me so happy.
Every 6 months, you need a little reconnect. That's funny. Well, yeah, I was reflecting on the last time we talked about deal breakers, and there was some big ones that I know we didn't touch on. And I was thinking about, like, kids, if you desire to have children, either your own biological children, or certainly that's a whole other topic beyond that. Okay, there may be people that say, yes, I want to have children, but there's people that really do not embrace adoption. They just feel like, I couldn't. I've heard mostly from men, but maybe there's some women that feel this way too, but how could I love, you know, someone that's not my own blood? Which is so ironic because your spouse is not your blood.
That's
you
true.
Married somebody that is not your blood. So, but again, there's all kinds of reasons.
Some people back in the South do, I guess.
Oh.
Or Arkansas or Utah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Another topic.
Right. Marrying your cousins. Is that a deal breaker? Yeah. There was a time, this is really TMI divulging. I mean, I didn't have like a raging crush with him, but I had a crush on one of my cousins. One of my first cousins. A little bit. A little bit. Not like obsessive or anything. He was just super cute. And I was like 13, so. And it was short-lived. But anyway. Things you don't know about us. I think kids, you have got to have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Going in. You can, but you see that there are people who don't.
Right.
And it's like all of a sudden they're just aghast that, oh, what? You don't want kids? And I mean, you've got to have these conversations. It covers the gamut of, you know, finances and all those things that people just, you know, they get all Twitter-pated and they don't focus on, like, well, let's actually talk about, you know, what your value system is, what your expectations are coming into this.
Right.
And people don't. And then we wonder why 50% marriages end in divorce, because there's a lot of factors, but I feel like a lot of that is unmet expectations.
That's it.
and disillusionment over things. Well, I thought that you would do this and such or be this and such, or expecting people to change.
That's a huge one. And it doesn't, you know, it's so interesting because I know we did cover it on the in our last episode. Just like that person's not going to change. And of course, everybody has the option. And
sure.
They have that capacity to change.
But if you can't accept them as they are right now, without a change.
Don't go into that relationship just so fully convinced, like, oh, they're going to change. I can change them. Because then when that doesn't happen,
they're probably saying that about you, too.
Exactly. There's all this disillusionment. There's frustration. There's... you know, like you said, just broken expectation.
Yeah.
You this entire time were thinking, oh, well, they'll change.
I'll fix them. Yeah.
My level
just
change.
You wait and see. But I was just thinking about on the flip side too, then there are times where the deal breaker for a relationship comes when the person does change.
Oh yeah.
Unexpectedly. Like I'm thinking even about the testimony of Lee Strobel. He was an avowed atheist.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. He was an avowed atheist. Who came to faith in Jesus. Oh, no, his wife came to faith
his
in Jesus. And he literally felt like
betrayed.
His wife was cheating on him. Yeah. Like, you've brought another man into our marriage.
Yeah, and you're not the woman that I
married. You're, and this is not what we signed up for. You know, so that's another one where somebody changes unexpectedly. Or it could be somebody that loses a bunch of weight. Like, you guys were, that was your, you know, the way you connected was overeating or, you know, whatever. And now this person's dropped a bunch of weight and they're going after a healthy lifestyle. And you're like, where's my companion to, you know, go
where's
out to.
Where's my roly-poly? where's my pillow?
Or they, conversely, they gain a bunch of weight for whatever reason.
That's
those
true.
Those are things too, which, I mean, that's talking about like once you're in the marriage, like not as you're assessing somebody for a potential mate.
Right.
But now you're together. Are you going to honor your vows?
You need
for better,
to.
For worse, for richer, for poorer,
you
sickness and health.
Yeah, because at that point, it shouldn't even be a deal breaker.
Right.
It shouldn't be a question of, oh, do I want out?
Yeah.
At that point, you're in.
Yeah.
So stay in.
Yeah.
And this is why the time taking the time to enjoy that journey, enjoy the process, and see, are there any flags coming up? Are there character issues that I'm seeing, that I'm hearing, or things that I'm observing? Maybe he's, you know, he or she is mean to their parent or their animal or they always, you know, that kind of a thing.
Or I think I even said, did we say this in the last podcast, mean to people in the service industry?
Yes, we did say that.
I'm going to say it again. That is a deal breaker for me. I do not want to see someone who is rude and entitled and just like, oh,
yes.
You got to be kind and gracious to whomever and not just, you know,
Well, here's another one. And some singles, even in the Christian faith, don't look at this as a deal breaker. If someone is married to someone else.
Oh my goodness.
They are off limits.
Yes, they are.
They're off. It's not a, oh, but God told me, God showed me, the Lord spoke to me, the Lord showed me in a dream. Lies, 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 lies.
Yes.
That is a lie from hell.
It is.
And if you meet someone who is married to someone else, off limits.
And can I say...
That is a deal breaker.
My opinion, and I think this is not just opinion, but if they are separated, they are still married people. They are still married. I was in a situation a number of years ago where we were in a volunteering situation with people from another church, and I started chatting up this gentleman, and we just hit it off, and I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we have mutual friends. Why hasn't this mutual friend tried to set us up? Because they had tried to set me up with somebody else. And I found out not too long after, oh, this gentleman is married, but he is currently separated. But somebody else in that situation who knew me said, yeah, but I was like, no, that is still married. It is still married. But we see this all throughout like the entertainment industry. I'm forever reading articles about, you know, oh, and they're so happy together and so-and-so's divorce is pending and blah, blah, blah. What?
Right.
I'm sorry, what? Like, I guess, well, I know in our society, that means nothing.
That's
like,
true.
The paper, all they have to do is say in their mind and give themselves the out, well, this has been long over. We've long since not been.
Right.
So that's just a legal formality, the paperwork and this and that. But That just really irks me.
Yeah.
That, and again, it's not really about deal breakers, but that, and when people start referring to their boyfriend or girlfriend's, you know, parent as, oh, this is my mother-in-law, or this is my, and I heard somebody else say, oh, this was her stepsister. I'm like, but are their parents married? Oh, no, they're just, well, that is not her stepsister. Yeah. I'm sorry. And again, it's like ticky-tacky and sounds so legalistic, but sometimes I just feel like the blurring of those lines and those things, just everything becomes kind of a, oh, it was, well, we're not really married, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's a whole other topic, and it's not deal breakers, but.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
But it's all good. It just, I think, and I think that's why we're talking about a courtship that is long enough to see people in the fullness of, you know, you can.
In their true life.
Yeah, you can be, really, you can put up a front for a good amount of time, but over time, you're going to start to see, what are they like when they're tired? What
the
are they like?
Fangs coming out.
Yeah, what are they like when hardship hits? When finances, they do, you know, derailment in their finances, and, or they have challenges or whatever, health challenges or whatever. What is it going to look like when everything's not rosy?
And I think it's important to, you know, I know that it's, I'm not that I want to say to be bound by a list, but it's important to say, hey, these are some things that for me are just something that I really want to see in that other individual. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, some things, okay, so for example, when I got my master's degree, I know that there was a time where I was like, oh, I would never give any thought to it, anybody that didn't have the at least the level of education that I've had.
Okay.
But then over years, it's like, well, that's not the only important thing. That's shouldn't even be in the top, you know, three. It's like, you know, are they kind? And I shared, you know, in our last episode that to me, it's what is desired in a man is kindness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is he kind? Is he saying kind things to me? Mm-hmm. Is he building me up, you know, in the word? And that would be on my list now. I want someone who can lead my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, yes, I am a woman of God and I love the word, but I don't want to be leading him.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like, no, it's really the man should be leading the home.
Yep.
So during this, you know, time of getting to know each other, hanging out, you know, is he someone who he's talking the word, he's speaking the word, and when you're in a crisis and situation, is he just giving you opinion or is he giving you the word? Because to me, I understand there's, it's not the whole relationship isn't all word based, you know. Well, everything trusted the Lord in the Bible, you
good
know.
Good morning, blessed are you among women.
Yes, oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, but the word of God, let the word of God
be
that
bread.
Which feeds
man
you
shall
daily.
Not live by bread alone.
by every word, yes. You know, that would be like, okay, can we just talk?
Yeah.
You know? So that I do get, but at the same time, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So is he speaking, you know, the word to you, encouraging in the word, saying, hey, you know what, don't grow, you're getting tired, don't grow weary while doing, and just someone who's encouraging you in that way.
Yeah.
And then I know you talked about it last week too, but you know, if you enjoy someone that you want to laugh with and have fun with, and I had shared how I dated somebody who we were both musically gifted when I lived in Oklahoma. We had the best time just even in the small playing cards and you know what I'm saying? And so just even saying someone that I really enjoy you know, and then letting
it's not work to be together. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Cause I've been in those relationships for gosh, I'm like, I'm in this thing for a year already.
Yeah.
And I feel, and I've shared before, I feel like I'm a size 10 foot on a swollen day, waterlogged, trying to shove my foot, wide foot, into a 9 narrow, you know?
Yeah, that's not...
It's uncomfortable.
Joyous, yeah. It should be easy. Not that there's not work and things, but the initial connection should be... Yeah, it should be easy. It shouldn't be work, and you're always on pins and needles, like... What if I say the wrong thing? What if I look bad?
Come on, be yourself. And that should be another thing. Like someone that you can be yourself with.
That you're not
you
so guarded.
You can't be yourself, then it's a done. To me, that's a deal breaker.
I've heard stories of women who went to sleep with makeup on and like got up after their husband went to sleep, took it off, and then made sure they were awake before.
Nope.
That is crazy to me. Like, you are supposed, this is supposed to be your best friend in the whole world, mm-hmm. you know, humanly speaking, beside Jesus. But
yeah,
he should be your best friend. He should be able to accept you in all your.
And in love with you the way you look, and your breath is all good. Greeting him in the morning. Hello, honey. Good morning.
Even I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, Lord, I
bring it, Lord.
Bring that old stanky mouth.
Bring that hoover stink on over.
Well, that's the thing too, is that we were talking about men leading, and you know, sometimes I chuckle to myself, like, well, that's what only children do. We chuckle to ourselves, but we think about, like, be careful what you ask for, because we have become so independent and so like self-sufficient. Like, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, not to be like, woe is me, like pity party. It could go there, and I'm careful to not let it go there. But I'm just thinking, like, I don't have anybody caring for me. Like, of course, I have friends and people and everybody caring about you. But like in the day to day, like, hey, did you, you know, did you get to eat today? Of course, I never miss. It's a meal, but in terms of just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just I'm caretaker for my dad, and I'm caretaker for a foster girl mentor, and I've got people around that I feel like I'm always looking after and making sure, are you good? Are you? And I don't feel like I have anybody like that. But, you know, because when you are single, you do end up being the person that's looking out for you. And of course, we have the Lord, and we have pastors.
But in the practical sense,
in the practical day to day, like, who's making sure I have?
Yeah.
What I need. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know? And so that's, and I'm sure many of you out there are feeling that way too.
Yes.
And I can only imagine as single parents and the extra load that is, or, you know, whatever it is. But so then to think that someone's going to come in and start caring about you, but also there's a responsibility like, oh, I have to answer to that person, like, where am I going to be at this and such time? And where am I, what am I up to? And, you know, having to answer, like, spending, like, oh, I've got to now confer with somebody about spending.
And those shouldn't be deal breakers.
No, those should not be deal breakers. Not at all.
Some people might feel, even as you're sharing that, like, well, I don't want to answer.
Oh,
to
well,
that
that's
person.
The thing is, like, just I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, just the awareness of things change when you get into a relationship and then a committed relationship. You're going to have to adjust and make room for a person in your life. I think that's really what it is. It's you're going to make room for somebody where you haven't had to before.
So there's a long time.
Oh, right. It does freak me out a little bit. But again, it's not a deal breaker at all, because that's what a healthy relationship is.
Right.
You hear about those relationships where they do keep their separate finances and they do go to different churches and they do. And you're kind of like, why are you married? Because you have not blended your lives together. You've not merged your lives as one. Merge. Time to merge. So it's just interesting to me, but it's gonna be, you know, amazing, and yet it's gonna have its stretching points too, but for growth. Obviously you're stretching for purposes that, you know, are good things, and it's two are better than one. We know that, and the exponential effectiveness that you can have in life and ministry when you have somebody there partnered with you is worth all of those adjustments. So, but so if there is somebody that thinks like, oh, I'm not going to merge my finances, that is a deal breaker, I would really question, like, do you want to get married? Do you really want to be in a marriage?
Right. Because that shouldn't be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That just comes as a result of the two becoming one.
And you have to kind of drill down on, why do I have that fear? Or, I mean, may not even see it as a fear. Why do I have that reservation? Why do I have that reluctance? Because it could be based in fear. You could have experienced being taken advantage of. I was just flipping through somewhere. I don't remember what it was. It was online or whatever, but somebody was just talking about how they got into a relationship and then they just got all of that person's debt, like, dumped on them.
Oh,
and then they got left. And so, there's things like that that make you freaked out to think, I'm not going to make myself vulnerable. But that is it. When you become committed to somebody, you are vulnerable. You are taking a risk. You just are.
You are. You are, in a sense, you are putting your life and you're trusting your life with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, someone that we both know recently got married, and I just, you know, someone was just saying, oh, they got married, and it's so cool. Like, you know, he bought her a car because she didn't have one, and just some of these other things. And I was like, oh, I love hearing that. It just was, it just, to me, sounded so like the heart of a man to provide for his woman. You know, they're married now. I was like, yes, girl, get it, you know. But then I do know, you know, especially now in society, there's such this big thing of women's lib. And, and of course, I mean, who didn't raise their hands to Destiny's Child, independent women? I was right there in the front getting my throw your hands up at me. Yes, I was out there in the front, but because I had a good rhythm and everything. But, you know, the message sometimes it gives us that, oh, I don't need anybody. Right. And I have to watch myself. Even just with people, brothers, you know, that are, that I love here in the Lord, that, will say, oh, can I, they'll open the door and I used to be, oh no, I got it. And
it's I do the same thing. Like, it's embarrassing. Let them open the door. I know.
They're just being brothers to you and they're trying to provide, and you need to stop being so independent.
Yeah, we're over there like hauling like a beast of burden, all these things. Can I take that? No, I got it.
You know, and of course, again, it's
bothers me when
it comes from, it's, to me, it stems from that we've done it for so long. Like what you talked about, we take care of ourselves. If the car's broken, we're taking ourselves to the mechanic. We're, you know, my had a low tire the other day. I'm pulling over and I'm putting the air in my tire. You know, so we're the ones that are taking care of these other things.
Yeah.
And praise God, he gives us the grace to be able to do it.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that. The provision financially, and then, of course, just the ability. I even know how to change a tire, girl.
Girl, that is good. I need to learn. My friend couldn't get her driver's license. Her mom wouldn't let her get her driver's license until she knew how to change her own oil and change a tire.
Well, I can't change it. I can add oil.
Yeah, I can add oil, too, with the best of them.
And I do. 99-cent store. They carry Route 66, 5W30 from my Acura. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have a funnel or no?
I do.
I have tried it without the, oh, I made the biggest mess that first time. Because you know how the glug, how big that glug goes? Now I actually mastered it. I can do it if I can't happen to grab my funnel. But it's so funny. I'm like, I'm going to douse this whole engine with oil in the attempt to get it in there.
I do also have, you know, jumper cables. I think I actually have two paired, but that I don't do.
No, I've never done that before.
I'll let someone else do it.
Anything electrical and zappy.
It freaks me
I don't
out.
Like zappy things. I don't even like lighting matches, okay? I can do it now. I can do it. But I don't like it. Like, that's, I mean, why are they so short? Why is the flame so close to your fingers?
The long ones.
I know, I need the
They've
long
got
ones.
The
They're
long
the best.
Ones.
But it's like, why? Or just like those aiming flames. That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, why did they make them so? Why don't we have a flame?
Especially with me with my acrylics. I was like, I mean, I literally have had burn marks on the top of my when they were longer back in the day. I would feel the burn. Ooh. Yeah, like look, and it was like a little.
And
smoke.
That's pretty flammable, I'm sure. The material of a acrylic nail is probably super flammable. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, we have a third episode coming up that you are not going to want to miss. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're still talking deal breakers this next time. But we have finally secured the male perspective.
Yes.
Come on now.
We
have had this on our heart this whole year we've been doing this podcast. We've wanted to get
some
gentlemen. Yes.
Godly male perspective.
And we got us a good one. So we're super excited to bring him. We're going to not share much more, but we're just going to give you a little teaser. But
A little teaser.
It's going to be very worthwhile listening to. And yeah, he's an author and all kinds of good things. So we will be coming back at you with that very soon. And again, it's going to be great to hear from him and some of the things he has to speak into this topic, which obviously, I mean, we've spent a lot of time on it, but I think it...
And there's so much more.
It has, you know, we've barely scratched the surface.
No,
I mean...
scratched. I'm like, there's the drug abuse.
Oh, yeah.
The alcoholic, the addict.
Or not even just alcoholic, but...
The person with the past. You know what I'm saying? You need to know...
Yeah. Have you been in prison before? Have you done jail time?
Right.
Yeah.
And so all
Do you have a record?
Things,
you have
like you need
criminal
to know
convictions.
If this is a deal breaker or not, you know. And I'll leave it with this. I have a dear friend of mine who's been waiting on God's best, and God did bring her somebody with the past. And it's like, it's when I see them together, it's like he is so for her.
That's
and
awesome.
She's so for him. And, you know, and she has her master's degree and all of these things. And I have just so loved watching God even promote him in areas of ministry.
Wow.
And just seeing them come together. And so you just need to know, like, maybe for you it isn't a deal breaker, but mm-hmm. then know that.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's just some gray areas for you. It's like, well, I wouldn't really mind if he had a past or she had a past, as long as they really were serving
and
the Lord.
Is the past, and, yeah. Is it truly your past?
Has a present.
And I don't mean your past like as in 2 weeks ago. Like, that's my past.
As in last night before you went to bed.
Yeah, like we need to know, are you?
But yes, yeah. But so even knowing those things, it's like, you know, I believe in God's grace. I know he renews. I know he restores. I know he redeems. So I am good with somebody who may have, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But know that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, going back to
never
the list.
Say never, like you did with your master's degree requirement before. Never say never, mm-hmm. but there are things, a past is different than active,
that's current.
Now. Yeah.
It's like, no, it would be great if he did, but mm-hmm. if he didn't, oh well.
Well, that's where I was with people, men that had been married before. Like, I was thinking, I would never, mm-hmm. but I don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And of course you get older and maybe you feel like, well, the likelihood, but of course, you know, again, it's gotta be on a case by case.
That's it.
You can't cookie cutter it. You've gotta trust the Lord, seek the Lord.
That's it. Hear from God.
Yeah.
And really, ultimately he's the one who knows. And
that's right.
And in the case of my friend, I mean, she's been prayerfully advancing and progressing and just asking the Lord. And he's like, yes, like
that's
he's
great.
Given her the green light. And then when she said that, they already said, I love you to each other. I was like, woo, girl. I was so excited for her. And they're this most awesome couple. And I know God's going to use them mightily.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see them together, it's like they were so MFEO. Made for each other.
I was like,
Sleepless in Seattle.
I didn't remember that part. I'm like, what is that stand
for? Made for each other. They really were, you know, when I see that, it's like, wow. And, you know, just having her been her roommate and friend for a long while, another one. He's.
But this
another
one, it's like abundantly
this one is
clear.
Like, yes.
Aw, that's exciting.
This precious man of God who loves the Lord. So make your list if you haven't made one.
I wanted to say check it twice. Find out who's naughty or nice.
Let's pray.
Because we want the nice ones.
He's not naughty, but nice.
But nice.
Or she's not naughty,
that's
but
right.
nice. And then, like Diana said, be looking forward to our next episode.
Because
we do have a guest speaker we're super excited about. And I just believe you're going to hear a lot of wisdom from him.
Yeah.
An author, a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And so that enough said with that.
Yep.
Girl, we going to sign out?
We're going to sign it out.
All right. So you want to throw them to anything that they
Oh, yes. Definitely keep in touch with us on Instagram, at The Single Sessions, on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our Gmail address is thesinglesessions@gmail.com.
That's it.
We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your insights and what your deal breakers are. We'd love to hear from you because, like we said, we've barely scratched the surface.
Oh,
so we just want to kind of just bring awareness. You know, sometimes we are so busy and we're just running around and we don't take time to reflect and to think about some of these things. And we definitely don't want to be haphazard. We don't want to be so cautious that we never enter into any kind of relationship. But at the same time, we don't want to just kind of bumble around and whatever. He seems nice, and you know he likes me. So let's just it's like
or he answers the phone when I call him. So maybe
he's the one.
He's the one. It's like, girl, no,
nope.
Come on now.
All right, we love you.
Don't call him. Let him call you.
So we love you. We are so grateful that you would spend this time with us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to connecting with you again very, very soon.
Yep, sounds good. All right, till next time.
Bye.